You are listening to the weekly podcast of Renovate Life Church of God in MacArthur, Ohio. We pray you enjoy today's message.
Place with everything that we have. We lay down all that we are, and Lord, we lift you up tonight. Father, have your way. Have your will in this place. Father, be on your people tonight. Speak to us tonight. Have your way in us tonight. Lord, we exalt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you said if you'd be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So Father, tonight we lift you up. Hallelujah. Draw us tonight. Draw us to you tonight. Father, let us hear the word that we can come boldly before the throne room tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What an honor it is to be with you again tonight. This has been a great day the Lord has given us. I'm honored to be with you. I love his presence. I love being where his presence is moving. I love feeling him in this place tonight. What an awesome church you have. What an awesome place this is. I'm glad you're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, tonight we just thank you. We praise you. We lift your name. Father, I pray that tonight, whatever the needs are in this place, Lord, they will be met. Lord, I pray tonight that, Lord, every heart, every ear would be open to hear and to receive what you're speaking, what you're doing, what your will is. Lord, let no one hear me today. Let them only hear you and your word. In your mighty name, I thank you and I praise you. And the church said, amen. You can be seated this evening. I'd like to start reading tonight in Mark chapter 5 and verse 35. It says this, it says, while he was still speaking, Jesus was still speaking, hallelujah, there came from the ruler's house one who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. Tonight I want to talk to you for a moment. The word the Lord gave me for your church today is only believe. Only believe. And I don't know, once again, what the Lord is about to do in somebody's life, but I feel that he's about to do something in some of you tonight. Only believe. Do not fear. Only believe. There's such a blessing when we trust the Lord, when we believe the Lord, when we actuate what it is that the Lord has put inside of us, the faith that he has given us. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and 7, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Man, what a blessing it is when you trust God. When you know that 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 God's going to do it. You don't know how he's going to do it. You don't know how it's going to come. You don't know when it's going to come. It may be 3 days late, but he's still on time. He comes the way he wants to come, how he comes. It does not matter, but you trust the Lord. Even to be dead, to be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. We win any way that it goes if we'll trust the Lord. We've got to trust him. We've got to believe him. We've got to know that he's in control and that we can submit and surrender all that we have to him. And it will be a blessing to us when we trust the Lord. Your faith should be a profit to you. It should profit your life when you trust the Lord. When you only believe, when there's no doubt named among what it is that you're what you're trusting God for. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, it says this, it says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." There, we can hear the word of God, but not receive the word of God. We can hear the word of God, and so many people today hear the word of God. We hear it, it's so casually accepted, and we hear it on Instagram. We get little snippets. We get little clips here and there, little shorts all over the internet. We find the word of God all over the place today. But how many of us really hear it and really receive it? How many people just, "Oh, that's just that scripture again. Oh, that's just that word again." But God wants you to hear his word in your heart, deep, receiving it, only believing what it is that he has said. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, verse 3, it says, "For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness." When we believe the Lord, it will be counted unto you as right standing. When you believe the Lord, it will be a reward unto you. When you believe the Lord's going to reward you. It will be counted unto you as righteousness when you hear the Lord and receive what it is that he's saying. In Hebrews chapter 11 and 8, it says this. It says, "But without faith," we know this one, right? "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." We must believe that God is God to come to him, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Have you been seeking him today? Have you been earnestly wanting him in your life today? I'm telling you, it profits you when you just believe God and you take him at his word and say, "You know what, Lord, I'm going to seek you, because you said, if I seek you, I'll find you. Lord, you said, if I knock, the door will be open. Lord, you have promised me all these things." But here's the problem. So many people don't know the word of God. They've heard it their whole life, but they don't know what the Lord has said to them. We've got to hear the word of God. We've got to get it deep inside of us and let it be mixed with the faith that he's given us. Hallelujah. Seek him early and seek him often. So many times we only seek God when we need God. But the Lord wants you to seek him today. Maybe you're not in dire straits today. Maybe everything's going great for you today. But seek him now. Seek him early. And on those days when things aren't going so right, when things don't feel the best, when things aren't going the way you want them to, that's the time that what you've done today is going to translate over to that day. It's going to be counted unto you to righteousness when you trust the Lord, even on a day where everything's going right. What you're practicing, what you're building up, what you're doing inside of you today, coming to the house of God and coming on a Sunday night and just choosing to worship him, even if nobody else comes. You come and you say, "You know what, I'm gonna seek him early, I'm gonna seek him often, and I'm gonna believe him always. I'm gonna trust him today." Matthew chapter 8 and 5. There's a story here that I wanted to touch on. It says, "When he'd entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, and said, 'Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly.' And he said to him, 'I will come and heal him.' But the centurion replied, 'Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority and with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it.' And when Jesus heard this, he marveled, and he said to those who followed him, 'Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith.' I tell you, many will come from the east and from the west and recline at the table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into outer darkness, into a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. And to the centurion, Jesus said, go, let it be done to you as you have believed. As you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. Let it be done to you as you have believed. His servant was healed in that moment because his faith believed he would be. Jesus just said, as you believed, it's going to be done. Can I tell you, we've got to get in our spirits only belief. We've got to believe God. We've got to trust God. What if the Lord said that to you? According to the way that you believe, it's how this is going to manifest in your life, how this is going to happen. We're going to reap what you sow. When you trust the Lord and you sow in faith and you believe in faith, you're going to reap. You're going to receive a reward. It's going to profit your life when you trust the Lord. His servant was healed that very moment because he believed for it. He understood it. Does your faith impress the Lord like that one's did? Does it impress the Lord? Jesus marveled. Man, I want my faith to impress the Lord. I want my faith to be something that he takes note of and says, wait a second, there's my son. He believes me. He trusts me. There's no doubt in the equation. He knows my authority. He understands my power. He understands my righteousness. He understands my grace. He understands what it means to be a son of the Most High God. I'm going to bless him because he only believes. Hallelujah. What are you doing with the measure of faith that God has given you? In Romans 12 and 3, it says, for by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. God has given us a measure of faith. There's faith inside of you. You may say, I don't have much faith. Today's the day to ask God to help you with your faith. Lord, help me exercise my faith. Help me to be built up in the most holy faith. Lord, help me to only believe. On a day when everything's going good or on a day that it's not going good at all, help me to believe. Lord, I want to believe you. I want to trust you. So is your measure of faith a profit to you? Or is your faith a liability? Both of those are financial terms, profit and liability. God wants to bless you. Is your faith a profit to you? Or is it a liability to you? Is the lack of faith going to curse your life and keep you from receiving the things that God has for you? Or is your faith going to be bringing things in that the Lord wants you to receive? Is your faith pure? Or is it mixed with religion and tradition and worldliness? What is your faith? Is it somehow amalgamated, mixed with all kinds of other things? Or is your faith truly grounded in the word of the Lord? Just let the word be true in your life. We've got to just look at the word of God and start taking it again at face value. And saying, you know what, Lord, I don't understand how you're going to do it. I don't understand what you're doing here, but I'm just going to believe you and trust you. I'm not checking my brain at the door, but I am bringing my faith when I read the word of God. And I'm going to say, you know what, Lord, I don't have to understand it all. I don't have to know it all, but all I have to know is you're good and you're merciful and you're gracious and you're true and you're righteous and you're holy. And I'm going to trust you regardless of all these other stuff. Hallelujah. Just let the word of the Lord be true in your life. Take it for what it says. Just believe. Only believe. So many today, I've watched so many people that I know deconstruct their faith. That seems to be the latest trend that's happening. As people try to build businesses, as they try to become successful in this world, they try to deconstruct their faith because they see it as an obstacle rather than a blessing. But I'm telling you, you can gain the whole world. The Bible says, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and he lost his soul? Don't deconstruct the lifeboat. Don't deconstruct the thing that God has given you and given you a measure that you could know him and the power of his resurrection in your life. Don't forsake the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that's hope to the world. Don't forsake what it is that the Lord is doing inside of you. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. Hallelujah. And only believe. Only believe. Religion will say this. Will say, try harder. Do more. Just believe. Religion says you got to do it this way. You got to do it that way. I'm not telling you to trust in religion. I'm telling you, trust God's word. Trust God's word. Have faith more in him than you do in all those things, than all the traditions of man, than all the things of this world. Trust the Lord. Faith says, come and drink, and you'll never thirst again. Faith says, I'll be your supply. I'll help you. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. Faith will receive what it is that he's saying to you. It's not about what you bring to the table. It's about what he did, what he brought to the table, what he brought to the equation. And he seats us at a table. He puts us in a place. In fact, he has already seated you in heavenly places. Hallelujah. If you believe and you trust the Lord today, you're already seated with Christ. Hallelujah. And he's prepared a table for you. And he prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. They got to sit and watch you. They got to stand by and watch you sit and eat in the presence of the Lord. I'm telling you, we can trust the Lord today. Only believe. I don't know what you're going through. And maybe you don't hear anything else that I say tonight. But hear this. Only believe. The Lord wants you to hear this tonight. Do not fear. Only believe. Let the word that the Lord is speaking to you, let his word, Jesus Christ is the word, by the way, let the word be mixed in faith inside of you. It's in not your understanding, in his. Say, Father, I want to understand what you want me to understand. I don't have to understand it all. I don't have to get it all. I don't have to get all the ins and outs. I'm just going to believe you and trust you and know that you're in control. Hallelujah. And the next thing I want to say to you tonight is build each other up in the most holy faith. In the church, there should be people that cross-pollinate one another. Just like a cornfield. That corn needs another stock of corn. And the wind blows and things are germinated and things are fertilized. And it's amazing how they become fruitful. You'll become more fruitful when you start pollinating, when you start cross-pollination, and you start building each other up in the most holy faith. Maybe you're feeling a little down today, but your brother or your sister can come by and shake your hand and put their hand on your shoulder and pray for you and say, I just want to encourage you. I just want to speak a word over your life. I just want you to hear what it is that the Lord is saying. Let the Lord do the work inside of you. Can I tell you, we need to build each other up in the most holy faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next thing is, don't hold the truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except by me. When I see the word truth in the Bible, I almost always just go ahead and put Jesus there. Because he is truth. There is no more truth than Jesus. He was the Word made flesh. He dwelt among us. He walked on this earth. He did what he came to do. Don't hold the truth. Don't hold what Jesus has done inside of you in unrighteousness. That brings the wrath of God upon your life. Don't hold that in disbelief. The Bible says whatsoever is not faith is sin. We've got to believe him or else we're sinning. We've got to And walking and talking in belief and trusting him, saying, you know what, Lord, I'm going to believe you. I don't care what it costs me. I don't care what somebody else says. I don't care if they call me an idiot. If it's inconvenient, Father, I'm just going to believe you. I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to walk in your righteousness. I'm not going to walk in unrighteousness because I have knowledge and I have truth in your word. I'm going to trust in what you have given me. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to hold the truth that is Jesus Christ in righteousness, not unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Let what God is saying to you. You ever have one of those scriptures that just come alive? Let what the Lord is saying to you come alive inside of you. Let it be manifest, made known to you. Let the Lord do the work inside of you. Let hear his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. We've got to understand, faith comes by hearing. How do you increase your faith? Hear the word of the Lord. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. We need to hear the word of the Lord. That's why it's so important that we cross-pollinate. That's why it's so important we forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more so as we see the day of the Lord appearing and approaching. We've got to come together and build each other up, but we've got to be, when we come together, we don't come together pretending we know it all. We come and we let the Lord speak to us and strengthen us and give us more faith by hearing his word. And we need a revelation like the Apostle Paul had. We need a revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11, it says, For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. So many people want to tear down the Apostle Paul and say it's all his idea. That was him that said it. No, it wasn't man's gospel. It wasn't Paul's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, for I was taught it, but I received it through the revelation of Jesus Christ. What do we need to do? We need to get a revelation of Jesus Christ. We need to get a revelation of what it is that he's done for us. We got to get a revelation of who he is and how much he loves us and how much he cares for us and what it is that he's established and done in the earth and that we are complete in him. We've got to get the revelation of what he's done. You won't get it through tradition. You won't get it through all the other things. You'll get it when you just say, you know what, Lord, I choose to believe you. I choose to believe your word. I choose to just trust you and take you at face value. I'm going to believe you today. Watch the Lord reward that kind of faith and that kind of belief. Do not fear what man's about to do or what man could do or what man might do. Just believe the Lord. You can believe the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. Only believe. Do not fear. Only believe. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. I love this verse. It says, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. It torments. It has to do with torment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. Hallelujah. We love because he first loved us. So we got to put away every thought that's contrary to the Word of God. If you're going to believe God, if you're not going to fear, you got to put away every thought that's contrary to His Word. And you got to say, well, Lord, I'm just going to trust you. I'm just going to believe you. I'm just going to take you at your Word. I'm just going to be like a little child. I'm going to come to you like a little child because you said that's how we've got to come to you. I can't come to you with all my head knowledge. I can't come to you with all my thoughts and my understanding. Father, I'm just going to believe you. I'm just going to trust you. Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it. They said she's dead. You're saying she's only sleeping. I'm just going to believe you. I'm just going to believe and trust you. Hallelujah. I'm going to put away every thought that's contrary to the Word of God. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm not going to bring my own thoughts into this. I'm going to trust you. If we could just get a hold of how much he is for you, not against you. He's for you. He's not against you. If we could just get a hold of how much he loves us. If we could just get a hold of and believe that we truly could boldly come before the throne of grace. And find help in our time of need. But we're so busy believing all the lies that say you can't come, that you got to do this and you got to do that, and you got to do all these things. Religion will never get you there. Faith will. When you just trust the Lord and you say, you know what? I'm going to be like the woman with the issue of blood. I'm going to push through. I don't care if it kills me. I don't care if they recognize me. My faith is if I could just but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. I got to tell you, we've got to get that kind of tenacity. We got to get that kind of fervor inside of us and say, you know what? I'm just going to believe him. If I'm going to receive him, I've got to believe him. I'm just going to trust him today. Hallelujah. You can believe. Hallelujah. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. They interrupted Jesus. And he said, don't fear. Only believe. The story goes on. He goes to the house. He takes Peter and John and James, I believe. Takes them. Goes into the room. She's only sleeping. They're laughing. The people in the house were laughing. They go in the room. She gets up. Hallelujah. She gets up. Why? Because we got to believe. Only believe. Look, the enemy's going to bring you a bad report. The enemy's going to, when you're walking with Jesus, he's going to try to come. And you're walking with Jesus, you got his attention, you're in the place of worship, you feel like, hey, I'm almost there, he's my hope, he's my help. The enemy will come. Even tonight as I was worshiping, the enemy was trying to distract me. He was bringing everything and saying, how's this going to happen, and how's this going to happen? And I had to keep saying, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get behind me, Satan. I don't know how the Lord's going to do it. We're going through all kinds of things, changes in our church. I don't know how the Lord's going to do it. Friday, we put the church up for sale, the parsonage up for sale, and everything's for sale because we found a building inside of Belpre, and we want to move the whole church there. The church is 100% for it. We're excited about it, but I don't know how it's going to happen. My mind is just blown by what God is doing. And it's a place that the Lord had put in my heart for the last 14 years. I've been looking at this place saying, that would be a great place for the church. That would be a great place for the church. The doors open wide for us. They've accepted our offer, but I don't know how God's going to do it. There's so many contingencies. There's so many things that have to happen, but I'm just going to believe. I'm just going to trust the Lord. I'm just going to wait and see what God does. I don't know how he's going to do it. Don't know when he's going to do it. Maybe he's going to change everything around and it's not the thing that we think it is, but I know that I'm just going to believe and trust the Lord. He is good and his mercy endureth forever. I'm just going to trust the Lord that he's in control and that he's at the right hand of the Father and he's making intercession for me today. He understands my heart and I understand his heart toward me. He is good. We don't have to fear. We don't have to fear what man can do to us. We don't have to fear the economy. We don't have to fear those things. It will profit us much if we will just trust the Lord. We will profit in the midst of turmoil. When everybody else is freaking out, it'll still profit us. God will still make you the head and not the tail. You'll be above and not beneath when you just trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So trust him tonight. Trust him with everything. I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe it's somebody online tonight. But hear the Lord. Do not fear. Do not fear. Only believe. Some of you may be fearing. How am I even going to make it to heaven? By Jesus is how you're going to make it to heaven. By his blood. By what he did for you. It's not about what you brought to the table. It's about what he did. Hallelujah. It's not what you did. It's not what you brought. It's not how good, how righteous you are. It's him. Do not fear. Only believe. And if you can believe him for your salvation, then guess what? You can believe him for everything else. You can trust him that he's in control. You can speak to this mountain and it'll be removed and cast into the sea. Only believe. Even when things don't go the way you thought they were going to go, and the pronouncement isn't the pronouncement that you wanted, only believe. Because God sees it from a perspective we cannot. Just believe. He's in control. And his word said he's working all things together for the good of them that love him are called according to his purpose. If you've been saved, you've been called according to his purpose. His purpose is to save you. Hallelujah. And he's working it to your good. Only believe. Do not fear. Only believe. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you just stretch your hands toward heaven? Say, Father, I'm not going to fear. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us. Please like our podcast and leave us a 5-star review. God bless and have an amazing week.